All right, here we go. Hey, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I am your host, Joshua Dark. And with me, as always, crawling in the dark, trying to pull out this lighter and get a spark, we have Killa Puke. What's going
What's
on?
What's happening?
All you fucking fucks out there, dude. Just fucking disrespecting fucking me and my friends. I seen you. I fucking seen you fucking over there by that fucking McDonald's fucking dumpster trying to fucking panhandle. Don't think I didn't fucking catch your fucking little ass, dude. You know what I'm talking about, Tom. You little piece of shit. Anyways, so what's been going on with you, man? You sick?
Yeah, I'm sick as fuck.
Yeah, dog.
But I'm like a regular cold, not like dope sick.
What'd you say? A curricular cold?
Yeah, dope sick is way worse.
What'd you say? A curricular?
A regular cold.
A regular cold.
Regular,
I
regular.
You said
cold.
Like it was a curricular, a part of your homework or something.
No. Oh, I got something about that
sick,
though. Curriculars.
Dude. Write it down. That's where we're at now.
But,
yeah. Fuck
you want to hear about it? All right, so in Seattle public school system, they're like wondering if math is racist. So they're fucking taking math out of their fucking curriculum and putting in ethnic studies.
Yeah, well, that's gonna help them when they fucking got to do something that requires math. And so you know the whole right. mythology behind this argument.
What, that Chinese people are gonna fucking do
math?
Nah,
it ain't all that. It ain't just that, dude. You know, there's a bunch of other stuff that goes into it, but without getting too fucking racist out there and breaking the fucking politically correct umbrella or whatever the fuck, you know, some peoples and some ethnic groups are just better at math than other ethnic groups, dude.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I think bro. It's because some people fucking. I think it's just because some people fucking. Their parents made them do it until they understood.
You can. That argument does fly, but you take all that away. Take it all away until they're just people without parents who fucking can have abstract conceptualization that requires to do math, and especially the higher levels of math. Different ethnic groups excel in it at a better average than other ethnic groups. And it's a fact, bro. It's just the way it is, bro. And it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It just means they have to be taught a different way or they have to work a little harder at it. It's not that they can't learn it. It's just that some people have better grasps of these abstract mathematical ideas than other people. Dude, why do
you
think... And yeah, I agree... Dude, some of these parents are just crazy heinous and they're like 3 years old. You better be doing your differential equations, you know what I mean? Telling their kids. But a lot of these kids are gifted, dude, and they can do that, you know? There's no way my parents would have been able to tell me to do that, bro.
How about you see the fucking kids that, like, before they could walk, they're like
reading the newspaper? Yeah, right, bro. You couldn't get me to do that, dude. I don't care how much my parents threw a box of donuts at me, bro. It wouldn't have happened. Yeah, straight up. But I think it all plays a part, and I don't think it's racist. I don't think anything's racist, actually. I think it's all just, everything's a made-up term, and it's all a bunch of bull honk. So thanks for that, bro. You got me all upset. But those people in Seattle.
Well, you said fucking.
Yeah, you always got some crazy coming out of Seattle, dude. You know, it's just I never hear anything good.
They're
what's
in
that?
Florida.
Well, that's where the Seattle people go to die.
Yeah, Florida's fucking gnarly too.
Let's go ahead and steer away from that. I wanted to really start running with something here.
Let's hear it. What do you got?
Okay, bring something to the table, man. I want to talk about pretty much time, the movement of time, where we're at in our lives. Basically, you know, we started off, you and I, in this, you know, the 80s. And now, what do you think of, what do you think
82,
of, bro,
baby.
When, like, when someone mentions the 80s to you and you get a little glimpse and think about it for a second?
Punk rock.
Well, emotions. Give me emotions. Yeah. What emotions do you feel?
Well, by the time the 90s hit, I was only 8, so,
yeah,
you know.
So I'm just saying, really, in the 80s, I grew up in the 90s. About the 80s, what emotions come with that? Happy. I mean, just basic fucking
good
emotions.
Stuff.
You know
yeah,
what I'm
good stuff.
It's not a trick question here.
Good stuff. No.
You know, it's good. All good things.
All
right?
Good things. All
like
good things.
Some dark and twisted time or anything, right. You know? I think about the 80s, dude. I hold high nostalgia for him, bro. I'm like, fucking cool. Like, technology was just like coming out and like into the toys. TV was finally like a thing where everyone had in their home, and it was going away from the 70s, you know, where like it was becoming more streamlined. And then MTV came out, you know, and then music went that way, and people like Madonna.
And Berlin Wall
Michael
came down.
Jackson, you know, spoiler warning, we ain't going to go into that one. But yeah, bad things happen, bro.
I like Little Michael.
Little Michael. Yeah. I bet you.
Yeah,
do.
I like Little Michael.
Sick little freak.
Not Big Michael, that's for sure.
Big Michael
was a fucking weirdo
fuck when it came to touching little kids' balls.
Drink some Jesus juice.
Some doctors got to do it. Is there anal doctors for little kids? Probably not very rare.
I don't know.
Very often.
I don't think that's like something that they would like
hey,
specialize
I
in.
I want to get into sticking my finger up little kids' butts.
Yeah.
They probably just go get old ass man from upstairs and be like, hey, you're an ass man, right? Come check out this little kid. And they're just like, send Michael down to do it. Yee-hee. No harm against Michael. You know who it is, man. We don't want to get sued, dude. By his family.
By who?
LaQueefer and I lost the name of all the other ones. Tito, bro. Tito was no one to mess around with. He backhand your ass, motherfucker.
No. Yeah, they're dude, both of them
VCRs
are broke.
VCRs
so,
came
you
out
know,
in the
they'll, 80s. They'll be looking for somebody to sue.
Apple computers came out. Dude, the Garbage Pail Kids came out, bro, and died in the 80s,
yeah.
Bro. And all the drugs.
I just bought some. Bought some of those fucking.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm still buying them, bro. I am still buying those things today. And all the drugs that were like popularized and went straight viral, dude, in the 70s, bro, all became all of a sudden dark and twisted and abusive and, you know, could lead you down a bad road. It wasn't the 70s anymore, you know. The freedom, the summer of love, drugs, sex, is all gone.
Disco. No, that was 60s, fool. That was 60s.
I know, I'm just running it all down. It was that, bam, bam, bam. And then 80s, they like, bloop, like, we got to start cleaning this shit up on the partying, dude. I think they were so far out in left field by the time they got a little bit of, like, clear-headedness. They're like, oh, shit, dude, where are we? We're in the 80s, bro. Fuck.
The 80s, that was when the
dude,
drug war
yeah,
started,
bro,
too.
And all that synthesizing music and shit, dude. Like, it just went way out, bro. All crazy, dude. And who are left, bro, but all these fucking people, parents, baby boomers and shit, and then their kids who are like, what the fuck are we doing, mom and dad? And they're like, we don't know either. And so they're like, well, we know what we're doing. We're fucking listening to the Germs and Black Flag, and we're fucking shit up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it may not have went down exactly like that, but I can imagine somewhere it did in my head. But, dude, yeah. So, dude, so
pretty close.
Out in California, bro, you know, we were trying to make punk rock a U.S. thing, dude. Everyone was like, oh, the Brett this and the Brett is this. And for in goddamn U.S., you know, trying to play that punk rock and whatnot. But it's English. And we're like, dude, you know what? Whatever.
Yeah,
you guys
fucking,
are cool. Fucking,
okay.
You know.
Subhumans were cool.
Great. I mean, yeah, you guys started it all, fucking whatever. Sex but pistols. Guess what? We're gonna take that. We're gonna take that little fucking thing you started.
Yeah,
and we're gonna run do with something it. With it. We're gonna run with it the SoCal way. We're gonna get fucking Darby Crash down here with the fucking germs. We're gonna get some Black Flag. We're gonna get some fucking Agent Orange. We're gonna get some fucking real shit coming on down, cracking down the line. Bad Religion. We're gonna.
Oh, what about that fucking weirdo?
Dolls?
No, that fucking that weirdo.
Yes. A drink, fight, and fuck. The guy that eats his own butthole.
Fuck, why can't I think of it? Yeah, they would throw shit and piss on the fucking.
It's because you said that. I can't remember his name now. It's because you said remember his name. G.G. Allen and the murder crew.
Old G.G. He had like fucking like
dude, it
10
was
bands.
Horrible. Their band was the worst. Yeah. It sounded like garbage. And it was just enough so he can get on stage and get butt naked and start pooping everywhere.
Right. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to go to a show,
dude,
and get shit on.
He doesn't just get cracked on. It sounds like a great time. He knows he's getting up on stage and he knows he's going to start a fight. He gets up on stage and tries to hit the first person that's closest to him, bro. And then he's just swinging on everyone. Yeah. And since he's covered in poop, no one wants to hit him, bro, and touch him. So he's got the perfect self-defense, honestly. And I wish I would have thought about that. In the future for the past. You know what I'm saying? When I did some prison time. Imagine getting into a riot, bro, and you just come out butt naked, covered in shit, bro. With two knives in your hand, bro. They would fuck you up. Your people would be like, dude, you're getting fucking tossed up with that, bro.
Yeah, you'd be the first one shot.
Dude, totally, bro. There's no way I'm going near that motherfucker, bro, covered in poop, bro. I am running the other way, bro. You can have him.
Yeah. There's a funny-ass interview with him where he was calling from jail. And because he beat the fuck out of his old lady. And, like, his lawyer's like, man, you can't be doing this kind of stuff. And he's like, this is that bitch's fault, man. Who the fuck she thinks she's fucking with? I'm G.G. Allen, man. She's just expected to get beat up.
That dude, hands down, just the worst piece of shit human scum there is.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't believe they let that dude get as far as he did.
Hey, shit, but... Well, didn't he die in the 80s? We're still talking about him today.
I just can't believe
must have done something.
How far his fans and publicity pushed him against his like
followers.
Volition. He didn't even do nothing and he told them, I ain't even trying, dude. You guys, I'm just going where you going, you know what? You guys, I fucking hate you. I want your money. You guys are nothing to me, you know? And they're just like, yeah, bro, we love you. He's like, fuck you. He fucking genuinely hated them all, bro. And they were just like, it was all part of a gig or a bit, bro. It wasn't a bit, bro. Like, he fucking couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
You know? But he served nothing. He had no political agenda. So it was all pointless. That was his whole thing. Hey, I'm covered in poop, and that's what I do. Dude, when he started eating his poop, that's when I got to call it quits, bro. Hey, you're going to cover yourself in poop? You know, more power to you, dude.
Yeah,
eating that shit, bro. Come on, bro. Where was your mom at, bro? Yeah. Where's your dad, bro?
Look at next level. They still, like, I seen a documentary on him. They still like speak. His mom like still speaks all highly of him. Like,
moms like, always do.
A good ass dude. Yeah, I know. But like, they even have like a little shrine with a wax doll of him and shit.
Think about it. It was this know nothing bumfuck family. And G.G. Go does what he does. Now he's like in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, dude.
That was the one. Right, that was... I wouldn't go that far.
G.G. Brown's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know, maybe, but...
The worst piece of shit ever alive. Serious. I wouldn't doubt if it didn't have,
sorry
like,
for all
Paul
my listeners
McCartney
for fucking
and
coughing.
Fucking Mick Jagger.
G.G. Allen right underneath him.
I mean, you got to give him the respect he deserves because he was the first person to ever come out with that shock rock type of shit.
Yep.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2003.
I'm kidding, dude. Yeah. You know he totally fucking that? Was not.
That would be just like a slap in the face.
If you would have just kept it like that, like so many people, everybody listening to this podcast would be like, dang, GZL is in the Rock Hall of Fame. It would have went spread worldwide. Then,
did you hear about this, Tom? No, I didn't. Huh.
All right, so the 80s were cool,
so
man.
There go the 80s. Wah, blah, blah, boom, blah, boom. And then the 90s crap along. And by the 90s, we were already mucking it up, dude. You know, long gone were the days in the 80s, dude, of innocence, dude, and our kiddish funds, dude. You know what I mean? No longer were we looking attractive to Michael Jackson. In the 90s, we started dabbling.
Our busting boyhood.
That's what we named our first band back then. The Busting Boyhoods. That's disgusting, bro. Anyhow, I forgot what we were fucking talking about now because I'm thinking about that.
Cusping on manhood. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, like on the brink of it?
Cusping.
No one's cusping anyone's manhood. I'm sorry, Dip, for disrespecting everyone. My mom walked in right in the middle of my podcast and handed me a bunch of food. She didn't do nothing for me all day. And then as soon as I start, dude, she did this. She did it on purpose. She does that shit.
Clearly.
I'm sorry. I'm sending it down. So 90s. The 90s came and we started going down. No. We formed a hardcore East Side Barrio gang, dude. The VVV.
Yeah, the VVV.
Spelled Val wrong. Vista everything Barrio. Was wrong about it. We're from the Barrio Val Vista.
One Eye Willie.
We have One Eye Larry, and we can't even get into the craziness. Maybe one day, if we get to like 500 episodes, we can start digging down deep into these people who started molding us into adults, dude, at the ages of 11.
One Eye Larry was this fucking bum that you. Well, he wasn't a bum. He had a place. When we were all kids, I wouldn't call that a big ass place. Smaller, yeah. Fucking old ass fucking. Dude with one eye that used to buy us beer, and we'd all go over there and drink
Larry
and party.
Larry had that big old plot of land, dude, and that trailer, dude, and then Two Step Larry.
What?
Yeah. Oh, Larry
Two Step Larry. That's
what
I was thinking of. Two Step Larry. Yeah, Two Step Larry. That's what I was thinking of.
No, I was thinking the one right off of Florida. Dude. The one right off of Florida by the mobile station. I'm sorry, guys. We can't be talking about shit like that. You guys will have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. Okay, so the 90s rolled around.
Yeah, no, let's stop reminiscing.
And we started fucking around, dude. Doing drugs and shit like that. And we were in the punk rock fucking scene and this and that. And I'm starting to fucking realize I had no fucking segue for that, bro. Holy shit.
What?
A segue. What's a segue? Fucking trim into the next thing I was going to talk about. Ah, fuck. I got fucking sidetracked. Well, anyways, 80s happened, 90s, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And here we are today, ladies and gentlemen. The 90s were fucking cool. Okay, when I say the 90s to you, bro, give me emotions. What do you got?
The 90s were great. They were fucking...
There's nothing else?
Yeah, they were awesome. 90s were cool. No, the 90s were fucking great.
I don't think you're thinking about it deeply
Nintendo,
enough.
Nintendo, Sega.
But, okay. The 90s, I didn't get the same feeling from, okay? The 90s... always start off for me when I think about the 90s is, oh, fuck yeah. And then it gets real dark, dude. There was a fucking dark trepidation there. And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, towards
dude.
The end of the 90s,
like the
we're
opening
like fucking...
the door to a world of hell, bro. And we got to experience
drug
it, but we didn't realize we were experiencing the hell. We just thought that was cool side effects of the heaven we were in. Like blacking out, waking up butt naked at the gas station due to 5 in the morning with a cop poking you. And you just laugh it off like it ain't no big deal, bro.
Yeah, because you're underage.
No, they're just like, get the fuck
they
out
can't
of
do
here.
Nothing
go
anyways.
On now.
Yeah.
Where's your clothes?
Like, where's your mom?
Like, I don't know. They're just like, run. Walking down the street with a 12-pack, dude. You're like, no, don't pick that up. Keep walking. What are you doing trying to pick that up?
We're all in the field looking for our pipe and shit. But, yeah, bro. And we fucking just laughed it off. And, I don't know. We went through a lot of shit, dude. But in between all that shit, dude, while we were incarcerated and fucking off and doing all this stupid shit and just maintaining our madness, bro, a fucking seed of disparity was fucking forged in the nuts of the men in this world, and they created a fucking race of people called millennials, bro. Have you heard about these fucking things?
Yeah, they're fucking ridiculous, man. Dude, the other day, there's these two fucking piece of shit fucking millennials. Damn, like they're that. Sitting, right? They're fucking, you know, because they had like two fucking small children, and they're fucking in a sandwich shop, and these two chicks, you know, they were fucking fine. They were bad, you know, but they were fucking sitting there fucking all dolled up, fucking talking to each other while their kids were like fucking three booths over, like sitting on the table, kicking and screaming.
Just
fucking,
not even
just,
caring.
You know, just making
just
a
like, hey, these are my kids.
Dude, just making just making a fucking madhouse in the fucking place, dude. And they're just sitting there, just never skipped a beat in their conversation, never fucking, you know, disciplined their fucking kids, never told them to even stop it, dude. Just let them fucking run loose in this fucking restaurant where their fucking people are trying to enjoy their fucking meal.
Yeah.
Fucking
that was
piece
it?
Of
you
shit,
didn't fucking,
dude.
You didn't go piss on like, them fucking or snatch- fucking do something crazy?
No, I'm going to, the next time I see this, I'm going to do a social experiment. I'm going to fucking record it and everything.
We have the platform
it happens
now,
all the time.
Bro. Now
I'm going
to, okay.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to fucking, whoever I'm with, or I'll fucking ask a stranger. I don't give a fuck.
Yes.
I'm going to fucking have them record me, right? And I'm going to fucking, and I'm just going to fucking, I'm going to record their fucking screaming ass kids fucking running around and then fucking record them not doing fucking nothing, and I'm just gonna get up and be like, to talk to the whole restaurant and be like, hey, we're gonna do a social experiment. Let's, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna sit down at their fucking table and just start banging on the table and screaming.
Well, that's a little aggressive.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Well, I know. Yeah. Well, we should have.
No, maybe first I'll ask him like, if you know, do you think this is okay?
And, I mean, there should be ways we can approach this. Well, we're not like. Where our audience is completely on our side and there's no way for them to be upset at us.
Check it out. No, I've seen this before, dude, where like somebody fucking recorded these fucking screaming ass kids in a restaurant. Like, and then they fucking try to like, what's that called now? Where they shame people by fucking posting their fucking, they post their fucking fucked up shit and like try to shame them. Well, so this lady fucking was sitting down having a nice meal. So she was recording these screaming ass fucking kids fucking up, fucking ruining the whole fucking everything for everybody that's sitting in this fucking restaurant. And then so she's like, can you believe this? Like, you know, and then she posts it, right? And then every fucking comment underneath was like, oh, where do you have the right?
Bastard,
and fucking, dude, they were like talking shit on this lady. Yeah, they fucking bash this lady for fucking doing what's right.
Bro.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
dude, you can't.
This is fucking ridiculous,
fucking
man.
Careful. Look, and here's where the problem lied in that whole scenario is when she posted that to like say, look at what's happening here. You know what I mean? What happened was instead of the first people that responded going, yeah, that's fucking bullshit. She got the other end of the token and got people going the other way. So everyone started going with that because you damn well know. If
jumped
you're
on their
a
fucking
human
bandwagon.
Being and you have
nobody
ears,
can think for their
and you
fucking
have eyes, stuff. And you know what peace is, and you know what turmoil is, that is a bad experience to sit through. You are on her side, or you are a lying piece of shit, and you fucking lie to yourself and everybody every day of your life.
Yeah, I got a true story about Gwen Stefani. I ever tell you about this? Gwen Stefani, just, you know, and,
just kidding.
But no, Gwen Stefani, dude. When I worked at Ruby's Diner in fucking Cabazon, fucking, she came in with her fucking kids, dude, and these fucking
hellions.
Kids were just like literally like running around
like,
the restaurant.
We're gonna do
fucking,
what we want,
like
we're
it, like
to Gwen
bumping
Stefani.
Into people, like bumping into waiters, like trying to walk fucking drinks to a table on a fucking train. Yeah, fucking Gwen Stefani's fucking kid comes full blast and fucking runs into you. Like, fucking, they were climbing through. Like, they're acting like it was a fucking McDonald's fucking playpen.
Like, it was their own house. They could do whatever they want.
Huh?
Yeah. I like it.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Hey, I'm down.
Gwen Stefani's one of those people.
Hey.
Shout out. Hey, I love you, Gwen.
You tip me fucking $50.
You were cool back when you didn't fucking know that. I'm cool.
Hey, you better believe in that situation. I'm just sitting back smiling going, yeah, she's going to tip me. She's going to tip me. And if she didn't tip me, bro, oh, bro, the gloves would have been coming off, bro. I would have been throwing poop at her, dude.
No, but that... But no,
you don't think I can shit in my hand and throw it at her, dude?
Because, by the time
exactly like a monkey. I've been practicing,
like a monkey.
You know how fast I can get a shit out of my butt just from standing still at regular position? Yeah, just enough to fucking
just a little nugget
to shock you. Like, whoa.
Just a little nugget.
What the fuck? Yeah. Dude, that dude threw a piece of a turd at me.
A little pebble. A little tiny pebble of turd flying at high speed.
I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to have 80 mile per hour gale force winds with a slight chance of flying turds. Hey, I'm sending you these Gmail, these three picks, and then I need you to like mark which one we're doing and email it back. Can you follow those directions, some young guy? So they're the fucking... Kill a Puke is choosing to get. Is we're going to do a little shout out to, you know, the fucking DC universe, and we're going to do Two-Face, and we're going to do a big old fucking comic book version of Two-Face.
Yeah.
And so we're really going to get it out there. I don't know what that was.
No, I told you the one that I fucking wanted, dude.
Bro, there's so many fucking of those.
It was the one where he was flipping the coin and shit, and like,
well, this one is the old one.
But it was a badass one you showed me. Did you email it yet, right, or now what?
He's holding the coin and like showing you the coin.
Yeah, but I don't want none of that.
Look at the one that he's holding the coin and showing it to you, and you get to see. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, in our beautiful universe, you'll be able to go check out these photos in his future tattoo, which hopefully will be done by the next time you hear us. Tomorrow, you can go check it out at our site, which is I forget Instagram something. Facebook.
Yeah, it was,
I missed one. I sent this two one. In the same one.
It was like this one, but
he that's was the one you like, the black, the one, black and white.
Yeah, the one in the middle, the black and white one.
That's just
But he was. It was just like that one, but he was flipping a coin. I think it was.
He was he smoking. Might have been,
I think he might have been smoking, dude. But you only which you one. You sent me two of the same ones. Yeah, that one sucks, dude. Those other ones suck.
Yes.
The two on the each side of it are the same one.
The one in the middle.
And the one in the middle is...
I really enjoyed.
What? I'll find it. It's on my phone somewhere. I'll fucking find
it. That's not good enough, bro. Honestly.
I think. All right. Actually, it might not be.
This is the direction we took.
I thought you said you were fucking had a direction for this fucking.
Hell no, we ain't.
What about?
Done.
I thought you said you were going to move on to millennials. Really that's like it. We're done. That's really all you had like to say about millennials.
Artwork that for this dude. Okay, sorry about that. So yeah, millennials, dude. What's not to love?
Yeah. So millennials, huh?
Yeah. Well, apparently, here's a list. I'm going to go over a little bit of it. This is what we think millennials are killing when we walk around griping all the time. Oh, those fucking millennials. And I got nothing wrong against the dudes at the end of the day, but they are interesting. You know, I got family that are millennials, obviously, that I love very much. So, relationships. They are, refusing to get married and, only 14% of them were living with their significant other, so they like prefer to live by themselves and just kind of like go do on, Snapchat go, and jerk each
go
other
on
out.
Tinder. Go on Tinder.
Yeah, no, seriously. That's nuts, dude. The real estate industry, they're like totally cool and happy being hobos, dude. They're like tech hippies, dude. You know, like couch surfing, dude, and just totally happy about it.
Fucking just living in their parents' house.
Yeah, or yeah, whoever, dude. They don't care. Obviously, they're not getting married, so they're not having honeymoons. They're refusing to do handshakes. And we know that. I mean, everyone's doing the little fist bump, dog. Let me get a little bump.
Dude, they won't even fucking make eye contact with you. When you're fucking, when you're trying to fucking, like, even walking by them, they, like, don't even fucking, people don't even make, motherfuckers don't even make eye contact. Or say, I don't know. It's fucking,
it is. It is very strange indeed, sir. And this is the second time I've seen this. Breakfast cereal. They refuse to eat breakfast cereal. And why you would want to give something that's just so glamorously delicious is beyond me. 9 to 5 jobs.
I just got done eating fucking Captain Crunch right now.
And you know what I just got done eating? It's Crunch Berries mixed with Golden Grahams with marshmallows. It's called Cold Stone Creamery Strawberry Kablamo.
Dude, have you tried that chocolate one with the marshmallows in it? So
bro,
bomb.
Anything with marshmallows is bomb. Saying Merry Christmas is not bomb to a millennial. They were.
Oh, that's like fucking. It's Happy Holidays. Yeah, they don't want to fucking hurt anybody's feelings.
Millennials created crowdfunding, and they took it away. And I couldn't tell you what that is.
Crowdfunding.
You got me. It's like getting a bunch of people to donate to your cause, my dad died. Please donate for my funeral type thing. I don't even know. I probably just said some bogus information. I just made up. Hey, pants. Hey, they refuse to wear pants, bro.
Sounds good. Unless they're skinny jeans.
Epic failure. Costco. Dude, Costco. You don't go to Costco. Costco's going out of business. Huh?
What's not to love about Costco?
Everything's big and bulk. The cereal, especially.
Yeah.
Cash.
Costco's awesome.
They don't like to have cash. They just like to put my money on my Chime card, please. They don't like hotels. They don't like chain restaurants. They hate lunch. They hate the Canadian tourism industry. And that is so fucking random and straight across, straightforward. Like, what a diss on the Canadians, bro. Dude, all the millennials around the world just hate Canadian tourism.
Ever?
Who came up with this?
Canadians
never
hurt nobody.
Imagine,
like, ever.
These people wouldn't have made this list, so they went around and asked a bunch of millennials, and a bunch of them said shit about Canadians. Dude, that's how pathetic and weak the millennials are, dude, that they're afraid of Canadians, bro. Come on, guys. Beer.
Right. Yeah.
Beer, bro. Dude, they're afraid of large turkeys. Well, now I've changed the list to what they've killed to what they're afraid of. Obviously, if they're afraid of it, they want to kill it, right? Why would they kill it if they're... I guess they just don't like it. They don't like turkeys. They don't like fucking fabric softener. They don't like bar soap. They don't like Hooters. They don't like the diamond industry. Now, explain to me how blood diamonds are akin to the Canadian tourism industry. Maybe that... Because they hated the Canadian tourism industry. I'm seeing is the diamond industry. Oh, and it all wraps up in a conspiracy with the fucking napkin industry, bro. They hate napkins. Stilettos.
And plastic
wine
straws.
Wine corks. Look, they hate beer, but they like wine, but they hate wine corks. I mean, at least... I don't know. They're killing it, and I keep changing it to "Did they hate it?"
They just buy it by the box,
and they hate the McWrap. I mean, they're killing the McWrap, which is, oh my god, this is worthy of starting a war over. They're killing American cheese, bro. The only cheese we have. They're killing it, bro. The only thing way to make a fucking grilled cheese sandwich, dude. They are killing, dude. All right, I'm about done. They're hating on divorce. I mean, they're killing divorce because they're not getting married. And those are a bunch of things that millennials are outright scared of, afraid to death of. They wake up and have nightmares from and are killing because of such a thing. That's just drastic. Don't you agree?
In a few years they're all gonna be fucking killing themselves.
I don't think they're gonna know how to operate once the EMPs go off and they have no technology to guide them. They're gonna be looking towards people like you and I, bro,
to help them survive. And what are we going to do? Like, we're going to be like, cha-ching, take advantage of these motherfuckers, bro. We're going to start have these losers running around. I don't know. I'll probably just like totally get over on them, bro. What else is there to do? All day wanking it, dude, to comments. All right, look it. Check it out.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all. I don't know why I said that, but I'll cut that out, okay? We got plenty more than we needed. Let me cut that in. All right. Thanks, bro. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem, buddy. Hey, you there? Just so your microphone went out a couple times while you were fucking going on.
It's because I keep moving my head to read this fucking thing.
No, like, I don't know. It was weird. Like, just cut it in and out.
Oh, I thought you were saying face to face. That was one of the fucking things that they killed. That's one of the things they killed.
Oh, probably. Okay, beer consumption. They killed it. Well, mayonnaise, bro. Mayonnaise. They have fucking killed mayonnaise.
It died?
They don't like it. Yeah, they don't like it. The starter homes market. Okay, what the fuck is starter home?
No.
Just like where a man and a woman and like a kid go get their first home together?
First home. Yeah, your first home.
Yeah, your first little home. So they've completely killed the starter homes market, which is good for people like me and you because that means there's more option to rent those ones. We can go get our first starter home together.
And we'd be able to fucking podcast in the same fucking room. Why we podcast?
Off and fucking cast all day. Fucking A, right, bro? Dude, that would be a fucking a niche in itself. Two guys who jack each other off. Yeah, why podcasting?
You're going to have to find another co-host.
And try to be funny about it? Bro, you can't fucking hate on it until you try it, bro. All right, check it out. Dude, millennials have killed razors, bro. What you shave your face with. And you can go tell by all the assholes that want to grow beards. Hey, and to all you guys that want to grow beards, you know, more power to you. I'm hating on you because I can't grow a beard. I wish I could grow a big old beard. But
it sucks when...
A restaurant. They have like killed Hooters? Restaurants. Like Hooters, dude. Like, oh my God. The
so degrading.
Of it. Dude, if that girl wants to go show her tits off to make $25 an hour, whatever they make, 40.
Well, probably
a lot more.
40.
A lot more.
Yeah.
40, 50 bucks an hour?
I still need to go to fucking Tilted Kilt. I still want to go there. I haven't been there yet.
What's that? You tilt and see what the dudes kill?
The Tilted Kilt, it fucking, I don't know, like, because you know how dudes don't wear fucking underwear when you wear a kilt? So, so a Tilted Kilt is when a dude is wearing a kilt and he gets a boner, right? That's what a Tilted Kilt is. But at the Tilted Kilt, the restaurant, they have all these fine, it's like Hooters, bro. They have all these chicks, fine-ass bitches, dude, all fucking run around in little fucking kilts.
Oh.
Yeah, and their shirts are all
Tilted Kilt.
I don't know.
Are they wearing underwear, bro?
I think I never been there.
Well, you
that's
why
I said. That's
what
I said. I never been
out,
there.
Bro.
We have to go check it out one of these days.
Sounds
degrading.
Horrible, bro.
Sounds degrading.
It sounds horrible, and it sounds like a fucking food and health safety fucking hazard. Honestly, I don't want to fucking find a tampon string in
Quit
my fucking
acting like a millennial
fries,
fool,
bro. Dude, don't fucking hate, bro. All right. They have killed cereal,
Everybody
bro.
Loves cereal, dude.
Cereal peddler, bro. Are you cereal peddler? Dude, they
I
have killed
I can still buy it at the store.
They don't like it. Dude, they have dropped by over 12%, bro. That is a lot of fucking... That's $9 billion worth of cereal.
Damn.
Stop it, millennials. Cereal's fine. Golf, dude. And you know what, millennials?
Yeah,
I gotta
golf
hand
sucked
you.
Anyways.
Good for you, dude. Gives a shit, dude. If you want to go play golf by yourself, who gives a shit? But I don't want to hear about it ever. Home cooking. Dude, these pieces of shit killed home cooking? Yeah, come to my house, bro. My mom will whoop your motherfucking ass.
That's why. That's why.
Tell her some shit like that. I like a millennial to come tell my mom
that's
that
why
fucking home
That's why I dig
dead,
my
bro.
Fucking girlfriend that
yeah,
I got
right,
so bro. Much right now, dude. Well, not. You know, one of the many reasons, bro.
Why? She's faking the fun.
No, she fucking
like
cooks, bro. Like, good. Like, all the time, too.
like high grade meth, the or good like stuff. Mid-grade?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, these fucking
cooking's where it's at, bro. And if a chick can cook, that's down. Especially if she likes to cook and likes to feed you. There's one thing if she can cook but doesn't want to do it.
Right.
That sucks. Okay, so home cooking, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. They don't like it. They don't like old school yogurt. Get the fuck out of here,
because it kills. Because it kills raccoons and skunks.
Out of here. Bro, how could you not like yogurt?
Best thing ever.
High protein, less sugar. What's the deal? I'm even trying to find a reason, but there's not.
To not like yogurt? All these fucking, mm-hmm. I don't know, if they're vegan, I guess.
Something with weight management? I don't know. I fucking knows. Okay, soda pop. That's fine. Whatever. It's not that good for you. Who cares? They'll still be around. You can't kill soda pop, bro. So I'm not even worried about that. Soap, bro. Soap. Bar soap managed, yeah. Well, mind bar soap, you.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's dead in the water because it's all going to be that body wash. Everything's body wash nowadays. And it's annoying, bro.
And what?
I like
bar
soap.
I tell you
soap.
About the new face wash that I'm using? Yeah, fucking, it's pretty bomb, dude. Fucking Summer's Eve. It's bomb-ass face wash, bro. Fucking.
bro, that shit stinks, dude. I use that shit. My mom has a bunch in her bathroom.
You know what I mean? Like, that shit's fucking bomb, dude. My
I use these things called, I use these rags with wings, fucking, bro, on them to apply them.
Yeah, like my lips were all fucking dried and cracked, and ever since I've been using that Summer's Eve fucking face wash, bro, it's like, it's fucking, you know, my lips are all supple now. Moist.
Ooh, I bet, dude. I bet. No longer will you ever feel like a beast. Come drink Summer's Eve and get rid of the yeast. Yeah, body wash for men. Summer's Eve.
Well, that's not for men?
No, for women, it's vaginal wash. But for men, it's body wash. They should have dual purposes like that. That would be sick. Okay, napkins, bro. They've got rid of napkins.
And plastic. Well, in California anyways, this fucking whole plastic straw
thing. Yep, spoon, straws, fabric softener, bro. They like their clothes hard, just like they like my itty-bitty teeny-weeny dick.
Might be little, dude, but it has like 300 pounds of thrust behind it.
Hey, I tell you what, when this motherfucker gets hard, bro, bro. I don't know what it does when it does that, but it does things, bro. So, yeah, millennials, go fuck yourself, bro.
Fucking shit's lame.
Hey, and you know what? Some of them are on the right track, and I don't know how and I don't know why, but I'll tell you what. You get any... Here's the problem with millennials. They're all fine on a one-on-one basis.
Not really.
Every single one of them are great on a one-on-one basis. But anytime you get these people in a group, whether be it in person or on the internet or otherwise, it's gone out the window. They become this amalgamation of bits and bytes and zeros and ones that they have been raised by, and they are no longer themselves.
Yeah, fucking... There's all kinds of ass backwards shit.
Hey, it's interesting. I want to see where it goes.
How about those fucking, I'm pretty sure they were millennials, a few years back where they fucking were trying to say that the whole, was it the Taliban and all that shit, like it was all made up by the news. And then so like they took a trip to like Afghanistan and went, and like to prove their point that they're right. So they took a trip to Afghanistan and went fucking mountain biking across Afghanistan. To prove that there was no, you know.
And got killed.
Yeah, I got their heads cut off. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what they get.
Yes.
If you're going to be that stupid, that's what you fucking get.
And these guys who didn't believe that this, there are these Christians who decided, hey, we're going to get on this boat and go to this island. And the government's like, well, you should just stay away from that island. People don't go to that island. And they're like, well, why? And they're like, well, there's a native group of peoples that live on there, and they've been there for tens of thousands of years, and they just don't like outsiders, and they just stay away.
oh no, but we want to bring Jesus to them, right? And they're like, no, you don't understand. Like, they just want to be left alone. They'll like, they'll come at you with aggression and force. They're scared to death of you guys. Like, don't do that. And they're like, hey, God will protect us. So they roll up in the boat and they bring a football and a Bible and they're like, hey, look at this. And they hold the Bible up and a spear goes through the Bible, dude, like just like on a cartoon, bro. Right?
Right.
And they're like, oh, it's cool. And they set down the Bible and they keep moving with it, bro. And they're like, it's cool. And they get a little bit scared, bro. And they run back to the boat and they're like, nah. And then the islanders calm down and they go back because they're calmed down. And they're like, come on, God's going to protect us. So they prayed one last time and they went and the islanders just killed them all, bro, like super fast. Just like pink, 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 pink. Done, bro. Come on, dude. God isn't going to do nothing for you, bro. God just told you to leave them guys alone,
How they're all fucking, all these millennials are all pissed off about, like, all the animals dying and all that shit. Fucking, the earth's been spinning for a long fucking time, dude. 90% of the fucking animals that were on this fucking planet are extinct. And fucking, it's just, you know, it's just natural. It's natural. Shit dies. Give it up. Do something.
I don't know.
Do something good for people.
They think they're owed a lot of shit. A lot of shit is gone and is fucked up because of other people that they had nothing to do with. And because of that, they think they're owed something.
Yeah.
You know? Like, hey, I understand the dodo bird's gone and I never got to enjoy it, but no one owes me anything because of that. Who do I got to go get mad at about that? You know? And so it's like, dude, everyone just fucking relax. Take a step back.
Reevaluate yourself.
Now, what are we doing? What are we doing right now? What are we doing with all this technology we have, with what we're about to have, with all this remote fucking moving and all this shit? Like, what are we doing? What is the plan? We can't just keep going day to day going and just letting shit fall into our laps, bro. That's the worst way to find out about shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, bro. You think people would get together and go, you know what? Maybe we should sit down and talk and do something.
I don't know. I think a fucking huge plague should come by.
I mean, that's what we're doing. We're the only ones doing it. I mean, and all the other podcasters and people. All right, dude, so here's the deal. That's all fine, and that's all dandy. You know who I miss from the 80s? John Candy. Yeah. Oh, boom. You remember that guy,
dude's
bro?
Dude's awesome.
Dude, John Candy, fat comedian from the 80s, dude. And I say fat, dude, and you millennials can suck it, because he would have enjoyed me calling him fat, because he was fat, dude, and he didn't give a shit, dude. Either did Chris McFarlane, but... or whatever. But anyways, yeah, rest in peace. Yeah. Check this out, dude. Scientists. Right? Well, let's cue the music. Researchers at the Spanish National Cancer Research Center. Oh, my God. The CNIO.
Wait, did you say Mexico?
Have shown. Yeah.
Well.
No, this. No, the Spanish National Cancer Research Center in Mexico. Oh, my God. Just don't make me say that again. Have shown that it is possible to extend the life of mice without using gene modification. Okay. They launched this study a long time ago to investigate mice with hyper long telomeres. Do you know what a telomere is?
I can't say that I do.
Okay, telomeres go on the end of our DNA, dude. And the longer it is, the longer we live. And every time we go, like, our cells rejuvenate in our body, it gets shorter and shorter and shorter until it gets to a point where when it rejuvenating the cell, it gets effed up and starts making mutations that are weird, and that's called cancer. Right. All right? So, boom, bam, hit it soon. So, dude, these mice live so old. Given the relationship between the telomeres and aging... telomeres become short with age. They found out that there was hyper, super long telomeres in 100% of all their cells. Dude, they put these in there, dude, in these rats' cells, bro, without doing gene therapy. So I don't know what they actually did to him to make that happen, bro. It's kind of crazy. They don't get into it. But no need for genetic modification, bro. And you know what it means to have to not have those mutations? It means all those other health problems that come along with old age. Heart disease, cancer, liver disease, stomach cancer, colon cancer. All those things that we think are separate diseases are all just one thing. It's called getting old and your telomeres disappearing. Okay? So this is like the fountain of youth right here, dude. Okay? Telomeres form the end of the chromosomes, dude. They protect the genetic integrity of the DNA, bro. So, I mean, let's do it, dude. Push this, dude. Let's get this push, dude. Let's get some humans going. Let's see what we can do.
How about the same thing with fucking when they had all that stem cell research when fucking, you know, they could fucking make people fucking paraplegics walk again. They could do all kinds of fucking cool ass shit with the stem cells, but they cut it fucking, they cut it loose because.
It's all gobbledygook.
Yeah.
Well, they vastly and highly underestimated how complicated the genome was and what changing one genome did to another. And you know what I mean? Like, oh, we can make him walk again. Oh, but damn, it makes his heart explode. Nope, can't do that. So, yeah, that was not the way to go. But this one looks like they've already accomplished it in the rats. In 100% of them. So I don't know what they're doing, but hootie hoodoo do, because I don't really care, bro. I just want to see some fucking shit on my front door. I want to see a pill I can take, and I fucking live happier, healthier, stronger 25.
They're not going to do that because the population's already fucking too much people anyways. They don't want people to fucking live longer, bro.
They don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I used to think that too. Malthusian economics, population, you know, control and all that. I think that ship is so past that they're like out and gone, bro. The people that we had to worry about stopping us from doing that are gone. They're already protected somewhere, bro. We're like on this planet, like shit flying without a captain, bro. And we think we're all like in some conspiracy, bro. These dudes have been gone for a long time, bro. The whole Bohemian Grove is like drinking fucking, you know, pear wine and fucking on Mars or some shit. I don't know. You know, we're all to like these fucking millennials. Hey, but check this out, bro. And leave it to California because we are getting right down to the time, dude. And I just want to say leave it to California. And I want to say, fuck yeah, California. This is one little ribbon and you're in. And later on, if I see you later, California, I'll give you a little jerk-a-later in the fucking elevator. You know what I'm saying? So, California Senate Bill 395, dude, was signed into law October 13th, dude. You want to know what that is, Mr. Killapuke? Well, that just says that the Wild Traffic Safety Act, though it doesn't regulate traffic, doesn't have much to do with safety at all and definitely doesn't involve wildlife traffic safety. The bill provides that it is no longer illegal in California. It is no longer illegal for a person to actually partake, kill, or wound a bird or a mammal with a vehicle and then eat him. Oh, boom, dude. Roadkill, dude, on the menu. It is cool. It is legal. Take that, dude. I finally get my vindication. Grandma, you were always right. Love you.
Make some possum pie.
Fucking roadkill, bro. As long as you killed it with the vehicle you were in, dude, you're good to go, bro. They're like, don't waste food, dude. Get it. Get it.
So we need to get some off-road fucking Jeeps and go fucking, let's get ourselves a cougar.
Dude, how do we find like a steer, like a really good healthy steer, bro?
Shoot and try those during fucking season.
But but dude, that's a lot of money if we accidentally roadkill him.
Why would you want to do a steer? Something that like it's
dude, roadkill. No, that's free. Do you know how much a whole steer?
But a steer is readily that you could eat that. That's readily available. We got to go for some fucking good shit, like
elephant. Huh?
Well, I don't see. Dude, what's good, I don't see bro? Something rare, you know, like a fucking cougar or like.
I don't think that's good either.
How do you know? Have you ever ate one?
A cougar, dude? No, I don't eat cats, bro.
You don't eat pussy? Checks out.
No, I don't. Checks dude. Out. That's right, I don't, bro. Sadly, we have just found out that I don't eat pussy. I can't eat cats, bro. I just can't bring myself to do it. I can so eat a dog, and I can do it looking in another dog's eyes.
What about
I can't eat
what
a
about
cat,
a possum?
Bro. Possums are scary looking, bro.
They're fucking frightening, dude.
But I think I could eat the fuck out of a possum, bro.
Yeah, they fucking...
It's almost like revenge
stink,
for me.
Dude.
Dude, I know I had one attack me at your sister's house, bro. I tell you
I had one attack me in my fucking room, Valvis, once.
Dude, I am kicking it in the living room at the at your sister's pad, bro. And I am hooking up a shot to do, bro. Do-do-do-do-do, cooking up...
Some random fucking possum comes in.
Dude, and I look down... And there's a possum just looking at me. And not just any possum, a little tiny baby possum. He looks at me. I look at him. I'm like, oh, shit. And he fucking growls at me, bro, and takes off. Pew! And runs back into the fucking room, their bedroom. And I'm screaming, help, help. And I'm fucking. And finally, Gary comes and we fucking just went at it, bro, trying to find this motherfucker, bro. And he's shit everywhere.
That shit stinks so bad, dude.
Oh, it stunk so bad.
I had one
bro.
When I lived in Val Vista at some fucking tweaker's house. I was living in the screen porch, right? And fucking, I was sleeping. All of a sudden,
I remember.
I fucking heard, I heard something. So I jumped up. It was a fucking big ass possum, dude. Not a little baby one. This motherfucker was huge, dude. Yeah. He started growling, fucking hissing at me and shit. So I just sold a bunch of speed. And I jones like for trade for some samurai swords, right? I was like, I gotta get this motherfucker. Yeah. So I grabbed one of the samurai swords and I fucking ripped it out, right? Out of the fucking sheath. And I fucking started whacking this fucking possum. Well, the fucking sword breaks on me, right? The motherfucking possum shit everywhere. Fucking, it was.
Oh, no.
Tried to stab him. But,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, I tried to stab him, but the fucking, I broke like fucking three swords on that fucking super possum.
Yeah, unless you got like a righteous samurai sword that's got the tang all the way through the handle, that thing was just
bust. Yeah, it sucked. But
dang worth shit, but that's classic, dude. But I eat possums. It's like revenge for me, bro. I basically like eating animals that deserve it in my eyes. Like they did something bad to me, and I'm after them.
Yeah.
You know? It makes me feel good about it.
It made you feel real good about yourself? You accomplished something?
There's this fucking documentary on fucking Netflix, bro. And I'm not going to say the name because it is horrific. And once you watch it, you second guess your whole meat-eating fucking things, bro. And how they...
Is that the one I told you about?
It's just
forks over knives?
Probably, bro. It's horrifying, dude. And it just makes you think like, fuck, bro. What are we, bro? We are sick fucking things,
dude.
Yeah,
fucking... I just watched a documentary the other day, fucking, and it was saying how the food that we farm to feed the fucking animals that we eat and all the shit and all the pollution from all the animals, like, is fucking, like, 15%. Like, so we could cure the fucking, just by taking all that out, we could cure, but ain't nobody gonna do that. But, and also, did you know from the Mississippi River, from all the pollution from all the farmlands and all the animals shitting and fucking leaking in the Mississippi River, there's a fucking dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico where, like, there's nothing. Nothing swims there, nothing, dude. Like,
oh, I could think of a couple things that swim there.
Cubans.
Yeah, we're gonna get some comments for that one, I'm sure. I'm not gonna help it, dude. That just was right there from me, bud. And those don't represent or any type of things to the ROTFL network. I'm sorry, we'll have a talking to with that guy. How very rude of him. So fucking food's bad for you, bro. Everything's bad for you, bro. I don't even know anymore. It's so fucking depressing. And last but not least, well, that's all I fucking had, dude. Holy shit.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we can cut it 5 minutes short, huh?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
And since you're sick, I mean, whatever. I mean, let's do our call to action, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen of the podcast hearing world, or whatever platform you're on, can you please go down to that review button? Click that thing. Give us a rate.
Give us a little like.
You know what we're really suckers for? You know, when I go in the bathroom at night, dude, and I got to get my little jerking off on, it ain't Pornhub. It ain't X videos.
It's people talking shit. Freak, you know?
It ain't nothing like that, bro. I jerk off to your comments, dude. And I need material. I am running low. And I'm telling you what, I haven't busted a nut in 2 weeks, dude, because I am commentless in Seattle, dude. So let's go, guys. I'm waxed up and ready to do this.
And thanks for the hostess with the mostest. Fucking, you can now look us up on Google. Fucking ROTFL podcast. Look us up on Google. You can fucking listen to all our shit right there.
Dude, you could find us literally anywhere now. You can go, remember Windows XP, bro, where you had that little paperclip that jumped up?
No.
And try to help you do things on Windows? Like, you could search there and find us, bro, in the past. Dude, we are everywhere right now. And, dude,
we're only going one way.
Okay, here's the deal. You want to hear yourself? You want us to talk about you on this podcast? We don't care who you are, dude. Send us a story. Send us the weirdest story you have, the most shocking, the disturbing. We don't care. It is XXX here, unadulterated, you know, explicit content. Give us a story, dude, and we will read it out loud, and we will fucking comment on it, dude. You know, you can hit us up at rotflpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Tell us a story, dude. We want to incorporate it into our shit. Give us a top 10 list or something. We don't even care.
Ask us a question about prison. Oh, yeah. We're going to do I got a little fucking recipe how to make fucking toilet wine. We'll be hitting that up on one of the episodes to come.
The toilet wine recipe is a good one, dude.
Yeah, that'll be on an episode to come.
And how to plug up diarrhea. That's on the next episode that follows that one episode. You should do it first, but whatevs. Here's the deal. ROTFL podcast, we want to be a family with the world. Okay? Anyone who wants to come along with us for this ride, let's do it together. Come on. Get on. Let's become a family together.
Get on board.
Let's hang out. Let's be bros, dude. I mean, seriously, I am making an app right now, dude. And in this app that I'm about to release, it has all our shit. Facebook pages. It has our Instagram pages. It has my phone number. That calls to, it's not my actual, you know, like service provider, but it is an app line that you can call me. And if I feel like it, I will answer and we can talk and shoot the shit, dude. What other podcast can you call the fucking host and shoot the shit with, bro? Nobody. And nobody's got an app like Daddy. So hurry up, dude. My wiener's out. I got to jack off. Shoot some comments, bro. You know, I mean, fuck, how much more do I got to do, dude? Whose dick do I got to suck?
YouTube, if you're on YouTube, fucking hit us a little like, ring the bell or whatever the fuck you do
ring
on there.
Ring the bell,
fucking,
bling, bling.
Yeah, ring the bell and fucking.
Ring the bell.
What bell? Isn't it a bell? Isn't it a bell on there?
Bell, bro.
On YouTube,
maybe there
fool.
Is a bell, huh?
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't
clearly you know more than I do about the old fucking thing. I posted the other video too. We are posting vids along the way, dude. And guess what, guys? After me and Killer Puke's trip to the Bermuda Triangle, we had lost an episode, which I have refound, so we might be getting and this is the time where I say go to Patreon and donate and you'll get that extra lost episode, but we just don't have enough viewers yet, guys. We're not going to start burning you for that dollar yet, dude, so I'll wait a little long line for Patreon, but we'll be shooting that extra content out there early, so you'll have two episodes this week. That'll be your bonus week, dude. So
yeah. Oh, yeah. I was wondering too, fucking, because I couldn't remember if it was that one or the first one where I was talking about how fucking Epstein fucking killed himself and how he didn't kill himself, how he got murdered.
Yeah.
Like, and we called that, like, it's all over Facebook now. We called that shit months ago. Like, I don't know. We were ahead of the times on that.
Dude, we are way ahead of the curve, dude.
Way, way ahead.
Yeah. Little like pat on my back. The curve now.
Yep.
Donald Trump's going to get assassinated, dude. And guess what? You heard it here first, folks, at the ROTFL podcast.
Donald Trump's going to get reelected for another term. That's...
Yeah, and then get assassinated.
And then
bro.
Get assassinated.
You think he's going to get another term?
He's going to get reelected. Yeah, he's going to get reelected, and then he's going to get assassinated. But you heard it here first.
I think everyone's just like, who cares at this point?
No, well, because... It's out that fucking those fucking it's out that all those fucking people are full of shit and fucking
that whole thing they did was for just nothing, bro. They thought they could get enough momentum behind him to get him out without any proof. It's so stupid.
Right. Oh, another thing is funny too, because the whole Russian collusion thing ended up being nothing. Well, you know who did that first? Twice.
Obama twice.
No, Nixon. Nixon did it twice, dude. That. He fucking with Russia. When he was running for office, he fucking said that his person that he was running against, he said they were colluding with Russia, and then he got elected, and then he did it again for one of his, I think it's presidency or something. That's an old.
When we start talking about Nixon, bro, is when I gotta fucking cut it off. All right, that's all the time we have. Our JFL podcast, guys. Love you all out there. Be good. All
right, peace.
All
right, peace.
Every single